Though my daughter has tried to explain it to me, I find it hard to follow the intricacies of American baseball. But even I am moved at the thought of one of the greatest baseball tragedies in the history of the game. It occurred on October 25, 1986, when the Boston Red Sox, the team my American daughter supports, had a comfortable 2-run lead against the Mets in what the Americans modestly call the World Series. The Mets were batting, and a veteran of the Red Sox called Bill Buckner was fielding at first base. Tragically, inexplicably, he let a lightly tapped ball roll between his legs into outfield, enabling the Mets to get a home run and victory in the series. Buckner was a baseball hero who'd won thousands of games for the Red Sox over the years with his line drives and brilliant fielding. All that was forgotten, and he's now famous for the day he lost the Red Sox the World Series. This incident in baseball history led the great scientist and baseball fan, Stephen Jay Gould, to pen an interesting meditation. He observed that triumph's pleasures are intense but brief, while remembrance of our failures remains with us forever. He went on to suggest that this is a good thing, because it's failure that's really expressive of our common humanity and is our best teacher. Sadly, there's something about public life at the moment that seems to make it difficult for people to be honest about their mistakes, as though success and not failure were the human norm. The secret in all of this is not to get your denial in first, but your admission that, yes, you blew it. The great thing about failure is that it's a better teacher of tolerance and modesty than life's specious triumphs.